morning.
Good morning, Shahar.
How are you doing, Elaine?
I'm good. I just got back from taking my mother-in-law up to, or I had to go pick her up at the auto shop. She left her car there, and I just got back.
Oh, you're on the run early? No, you're not early. You're 2 hours after us, aren't you?
Yeah, it's 9 o'clock. It's nine o'clock.
Okay. Well, see, that's not early, early, early.
No, it's okay.
What time do you usually get up?
Oh, it depends. Sometimes I'm up at 4 because Greg
has arrived.
Because
why?
I'm sorry. Okay,
because why?
Oh, Greg Lee.
Okay, I got Greg Lee, so evidently he leaves for work or something.
Yeah, he leaves for work at 4:15, and I don't always get up then, but sometimes I am.
Okay, so it varies.
Well, yeah, are they ever going to change that schedule back, Elaine?
I doubt it. I doubt it.
That was my schedule when I had the restaurant.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. 4 a.m.
It makes for an early bedtime.
Right. Or you're half alert when you get there or whatever.
The couple that moved in just of us, he works that schedule too, so.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I don't know. I kind of like the up at 6 a.m., and that works out really good for me, so. Well, I think I finally am getting some of my stuff together here, a little bit organized. At least I'm feeling like it. There's a light at the end of the tunnel. Maybe it's just because I'm getting a little bit more focused, and we got things, well, going into, you know, the fall, too. So I was just glancing. Denny had had an article he thought was funny, and he wanted me to read it. Take that, alligator. Is Betty's on, too? Maybe. Who else is on besides Elaine and Onita?
Yes, Betty's on.
Betty's on. I got a quick question. You never got a wheatgrass juicer, did you, Betty?
No, I didn't.
Okay, the $49 one. Okay, I'm impressed. I'm very impressed. Oh. Who else is on besides Betty? Somebody else came on too. Not that it matters. Yes, it does. We'd like to know who's on. Just out of curiosity, who I'm talking to. But that's okay if you're busy. So anyway, unless somebody wants to say something. Anyway, the reason I ask is I had to quickly order another part. I cranked the handle off of the other one I had. I'd been putting so much pressure on it, and it was because I was talking on the phone. I was just automatically forcing the wheat to go through, and so I ordered another one, and since our son had one that he doesn't use very much, I called him up and said, can I borrow yours? Denny asked for a couple of wheat trays that maybe would be in the back that were, you know, too old to send out at the distributor ship where he picks up yesterday. Well, instead of two trays, he got two pellet loads.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
And I said, oh, my goodness. So I started Googling. I just hate to see stuff go to waste and just get dumped on the ground for compost if it can be used, you know, to somebody's benefit. But that's what we're all about. That's why we're doing the Grange. So anyway,
can you freeze that?
No.
May I have the juice?
You probably could, but you've lost, in like 20 minutes of being fresh, you've lost a high percentage of the, and why I do the juicing is because of the fact that it's not processed, it's fresh. And
right.
With what they're trying to accomplish out of it, I'd love to ask that question, what would the value be to the body of the director down there, because I'm sure he could give me a pretty good answer, because he's been the director there for 35 years. But anyway, when I went and got my son, who bought his, oh, probably close to a year after I got mine. Mine was in 2011. And when I got his to replace the auger, which is the main crank that cranks, that carries the wheat through the tube, it is designed totally different. Totally different. And I thought, looked at that, and I thought, man, I'm so excited to run this sucker. I should just run some tonight, and it was really too late. So I thought, well, tomorrow morning is going to be fine. I put the stuff in there, and I started running it, and I go, holy mackerel. I almost would never go back to the big machine if it wasn't that I did other things on it, also like carrots, because this is only for wheatgrass or real leafy stuff, but it's designed as a wheatgrass juicer. And I couldn't help but think of Nican, and I'm so excited, and I don't dare say anything to you guys, but I am so excited. Hopefully it's going to be unveiled even before the convention, because there are a number of Royal Diamonds and Diamonds, and I don't happen to be one of them. I don't know how they picked or whether it was just the first ones that, I don't know how they chose. But there's at least 25 of them that have the new product, and the stuff they're sending down to the PC Club with the results is absolutely unbelievable. I mean, absolutely unbelievable, with retooling one of our products. And I'm not going to answer any questions on the subject, because I didn't get them, and if I leaked it out, they'd know exactly where it came from. So anyway, you guys are in for a huge explosion. Do you know that the KDB is the top-selling product in Nican right now?
Wow.
Wow, yeah. Great.
And which means that every one of us should be getting more people, and I've got three fingers pointing back at me, every one of us should be getting more people started on KBB while they've got this promotional going, that you're getting one free for every three. And we should be sending ours in, giving out samples, doing whatever it takes, and explaining those vital points. I only use two or three examples, and you guys have heard me say it. Read that list on the back, especially to women. Less than one carb. I say, you got 3 grams of fat? I say, okay, this is a quiz, a test. You got 3 grams of fat? You've got 18 grams of protein? Tell me how many carbs you think you would have in a meal that you were designing really well to be healthy. And, you know, if you've got 5 pounds to lose, oh, well, let's get it off and make it happen. And you know that carbs play a big part in that balance to make it happen. No woman wants a bunch of carbs in anything, because that means, you know, more calories, and it means, you know, this isn't burning. And when you say less than one, because I've never, the closest I've ever had anybody come, I think, was 9. And I look them straight in the eye and I say, what would you say to me if I told you less than one carb? Oh my goodness. I said, what's happening in your body if you're taking in a full meal and it's got things designed to give you a much greater level of health and burn what your body doesn't want? What would you say to that? Well, it's burning from the time you start drinking that. But then I turn around and I tell them, I said, that's not even the reason I take it, because I'm in a situation where I can. I said, I am at my ideal weight based on the healthiest people on the planet. And if I'm in front of them, I tell them what my ideal weight is. They look at me and say, oh, that's not enough. I go, well, then you go tell, you know, a huge portion of the population of the earth that live at that weight when they're on their native diet. And you tell them, because they're not dealing with any of the diseases that we have in this country. And my bone structure is such that that's the way it is. And, you know, there's no argument. I could argue them until they're blue in the face, and I'm just going to say, you know, of the 5.5 billion people on the planet, 4 billion already are there. that don't have our diseases, and they're eating the way we're eating. And this product is based on that. So, you know, hey, your choice.
But then I let them taste it, and it's a done deal, if I'm in a situation where I can let them taste it. But usually, you did it again, you snot. I forgot to move the cat food. Sorry. She got up and tipped the bowl on the floor again. Hee, hee, hee. See what a horrible habit you create when you start with one sex and you change it. You find out you were wrong. Anyway, sorry about the interruption, guys. Just a slight explosion. Now here comes Mama Cat, not real Mama, but the older one, and she's trying to clean up after her. After him. So anyway, I'm really fired because if KBB is number one product and they're retooling something that is in a totally different category, it's not a nutritional, that I will tell you, but retooling it, and based on what I just experienced this morning with a retooling of a $49 product that, you know, I've been using for off and on for weeks, well, 6 months at the very beginning. I know how it worked then. I know how it works now. And, you know, I can almost go into a state fair and demonstrate it if people were at the point where they would do wheatgrass. There's not enough percentage that would ever do that. So anyway, not in my book. Now, the guy that I got told about it after being at Hippocrates would disagree with me because he's selling wheatgrass by the tray, and his wife will be transferring into that as a full-time business if she hasn't already. So they're raising it and selling that and some of the equipment. Not my idea of living, being tied to that kind of a business by any means. I love the freedom of travel with whom, where, and when I choose, and all of that stuff. So enough of a pitch, guys. Anything you want to talk about?
Well, I would like to, since I don't remember where you got that, Char, I'd like to have the information.
Okay, I will make a note to just email it to you because it's an
Careful.
Easy one, and the guys down there have been, it's out of San Diego, and the company, and the has been very super nice. His name was Jason, and I think I'll have a replacement part. I did the last time within a matter of, you know, 2 or 3 days at the most. Anyway, and what was I going to say? I can't remember after that. Anyway, it's, you know, it's just great dealing with it. When I had a day yesterday that when I got out of the car going to the first place, I couldn't help but smile at a lady and call to her. She was coming out of the outdoor. I was going in the indoor at a Joann's to pick up Velcro for in my shoes to hold my flip-flops in my, or my flip-flops, my mag steps in my flip-flops that I adjusted so I can now wear a pair of mag steps in flip-flops. And I just called her and I said, hey, love your outfit. It was just kind of flowing in the little bit of breeze we had, and the colors were great, and it was very complimentary on her. And she just gave me the biggest smile, and just, I mean, you could just see this enthusiasm in her voice when she said to me, oh, thank you so much. And she just, I mean, it was, and so the next person I ran into that was standing next to me, there was a conversation started, the next person, there was a conversation started. You know, and all the way through that next 3 to 4 hours, I had conversations with absolutely everybody that was within talking range of me. And I could tell by the way they responded, I added a little sparkle, just a little bit. Got one name and address, and that, or name and email. And basically, you know, that was it. But it just, it makes your outlook on life so bright when you can do that. And you know what also adds to the fact is I wasn't in a surrounding that I frequent all the time. I've been in and out of the places, but I don't know anybody in the places, you know, so they were all strangers to me. Anyway, enough said. Did you read this goofy thing that Denny thought was so funny? I don't know. Okay. It says, the ad, she says it's in the newspaper every day. I've never seen it before. Sense of humor, and we're supposed to laugh. I don't know whether it'll make you laugh or not. Sometimes things that make him laugh don't make me laugh, and vice versa. Okay, take that, alligator. This is a story of self-control and marksmanship by a brave, cool-headed woman with a small pistol against a fierce predator. While out walking along the edge of a bayou just below Houma, I guess, Louisiana, I don't know that city, with my soon-to-be ex-husband discussing property settlement and other divorce issues, we were surprised by a huge 12-foot alligator suddenly emerging from the murky water and charging right at us. She must have been protecting her nest because she was extremely aggressive. If I had not had my little Beretta Jetfire 22 caliber pistol with me, I would not be here today. Just one shot to my estranged husband's kneecap was all it took. Vader got him easily, and I was able to escape by just walking away at a brisk pace. It's one of my best pistols in my collection. That is pretty bad.
Weird.
Oh my goodness. Okay, now I fulfilled what he wanted me to do, and that was read a cheat on the call this morning. Anyway, oh, that's probably him wanting to leave the Grange. Oh no, it's somebody trying to get a hold of him, and he didn't check his messages. Okay, he won't get it until he calls. Anybody have anything they want to talk about that's more on the subject of what we do in the morning and talk about food?
Well, just back to the KBB. I mixed my glass bowl this morning, and I kept watching various cooking shows and stuff, and I had the chew on one day and was watching Daphne Oz, and she was putting the scoops of psyllium husk powder in her smoothie in the morning. So I decided, well, I'd add a little bit of that to the KBB. Wrong thing to do. It was the wrong thing to do. I had to eat it with a spoon because it was so thick I couldn't drink it.
See, you put a tablespoon of psyllium in?
I didn't put very much in. It was just a part, like maybe half a teaspoon.
Oh, my gosh.
Still really thickened it up. So.
Oh, my gosh. Just, and that would give your taste buds a different treat, wouldn't it, just with the texture?
It was so thick.
My fudge sounds better. You want fitness, Juanita? I got a whole bag of red okra. What's your favorite way of fixing okra? Because you do okra, don't you?
Yeah, I do. I've got a okra casserole recipe that I got at an auctioneer's convention years ago. The Tennessee ladies group was in charge of that national convention, and they had put together little cookbooks for all the women in the association. It does call for 5 strips of bacon on top, but you can get by without that. It just gives it extra flavor is what it did. So,
well, my bacon would work out just great because I just sprinkled it on a cup of a split pea soup last night, and it was unbelievable.
Reminds me, I finally have the coconut. I need to get busy and make some of that.
Well, don't delay because, yeah, get the recipe if you've got it handy. I'll write it down right now. If it's something. Yeah.
Okra casserole is called. It's called for 1.5 pounds of tender okra.
1.5 pounds of okra, okay. Have you used red okra too?
No, I really haven't, but I think it would work just the same as the green. I've got green, so.
Okay, I've never seen red before. This is my first experience with red.
We had some that, well, it was called purple one year, but it was a reddish color, yeah.
So well, that's probably what this is. Yeah.
Same thing, yeah. And then it calls for 3 fresh chopped tomatoes, 1 chopped onion,
half of a chopped bell pepper.
Green one?
It doesn't say. I'll use green because that's what I've got right now. They haven't turned red and yellow yet, so. Anyway,
but
and
you would substitute any of them then if you just had it that way?
I think so, but if you've got green, green would probably be, since everything else is green. Well,
yeah,
tomatoes. And then it's salt and pepper to taste. And then the 5 strips of bacon for anybody that wants to use bacon. And it just says slice the okra into thin rounds.
I'm going to go back and put that behind the okra on the last page, slice into thin rounds.
Yeah, and then it says grease a 2.5 quart casserole dish.
Okay, I'm going to put spray.
Yeah, whatever.
2.5 quart?
2.5 quart.
Okay.
And place layers of okra, tomato, salt, pepper, onions, and bell pepper.
Place layers, okay, of each of the vegetables, huh?
Oh, and then it says repeat layers.
Okay.
And then it just says lay bacon overlapping on the top. And
are you baking easier? Oh, I'm sorry.
No, it just says bake at 350 for an hour. And that's it.
Wow. And so you use that as a side dish then?
Yeah.
Because it really wouldn't constitute an entree.
Yeah, I use it as a side dish, or sometimes it's
now. What do you like to serve with it? What's your favorite that you serve with it, or have served?
I just, you know, I really don't serve a whole lot extra with it.
Really? Okay. Not even a salad?
Oh, huh? Well, yeah.
Not even
salad.
A salad.
Yeah, some salad.
Okay. Well, that would be a light summer meal because, you know, it's got no starch in it.
Yeah.
Right? Because there wouldn't be any starch in, I don't think there's any starch amounts of anything in the okra.
It's pretty clean except for the bacon.
Yeah, well, our bacon's clean and it would be much easier just to sprinkle the bacon on it. I've never baked anything with it on, but I don't know why. It would obviously lose its crispness because it would pick up the juice.
Right. Well, the reason that's it kind of gives, well, it flavors it. Plus, that on the if you use the real bacon, it would add a little bit of fat to the dish, which we don't need anyway. So,
but when you think about it, the coconut's going to do exactly the same thing.
Yeah. True.
It's going to add fat, and it's going to add the fat. It's going to burn the fat instead
yeah.
of add the fat. You know,
yeah.
The healthy ones. Wow, that's a great recipe, Onita. I'm glad I asked.
Yeah.
And okra is pretty much available everywhere, I think, in the country. You know, especially now in the fresh, sections. It's not something that I know that they grow here at all. But I won't say that I won't try it now that I've got a greenhouse. You know, maybe that would make it different, give it a longer growing season. It takes a little bit longer growing season, maybe? Or is it just
mm-hmm.
that hotter?
Yeah, I don't know. Harlan
or
got
drier?
Ours. I was going to say, Harlan got ours planted later, and then when the last wind came through, he knocked half of it over, but it's all standing back up now and doing great, so.
When you say standing up, I didn't think it, I thought it was like a almost like a cucumber plant. What does it come out like?
It's tall, I mean, it's tall stalks, but it just keeps growing up and shooting out more okra. If you keep picking the okra, it keeps growing up.
Like a half a foot tall, you said.
4.5 to 5 foot, I said.
Oh, 4.5 to 5 foot, like corn almost. Not that tall, but a short corn.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. See, I never, ever pictured what okra looked like. I thought it was a low-growing plant or maybe like bush beans, which in our... Okay, okay. Now, is this a surprise to anybody else on the call?
I'll go take a picture to you.
Huh?
I said, I'll take a picture of mine and email it to you.
Oh, do. Yeah, see how isolated we are? Don't even know what okra looks like.
No, I definitely thought it was a lot lower, smaller kind of plant.
Yeah, I mean, when you said, you know, a foot, when I thought you said a half a foot, I thought, oh, well, it's a little shorter than I thought, because I was thinking it was probably about a foot tall. And,
no.
You know, it was just low to the ground. I don't know where I ever got the idea.
Don't say it starts out that way, but it grows in a hurry, so...
Oh, man. Well, now you really got me curious to see what I could develop in the greenhouse. I don't think it would do it over winter, but I could sure do it started early in the spring because it gets hot in the dry in the greenhouse. And I don't know. Do you guys have much humidity there at all?
Yeah.
In the summertime? Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Okay. Because, see, I was thinking it had to be more desert-like. You know, maybe it would grow early in Phoenix. In the because it's so dry down there. That's what I was thinking. But no, hey, maybe I'll have something going here. Maybe nobody else around here really knows much about okra. Oh, there's got to be people because there's people from all over that live here. So I'm the ignorant one. All right. Well, we got a great recipe today for you guys to try the next time you see okra in the store. How many have fixed okra before? Besides Elaine and Onita.
No, I've often seen it and wondered about it, but I have never purchased it.
I've gotten it and put it in gumbo in soup. Mm-hmm. That's the extent of what I've done with it. So, okay, now I got one to try. I think I'm going to be taking some of this. Now, you said you diced the tomatoes. Did you dice the or chop the onion, or did you do it in rounds?
No, it just says one chopped onion, and I always chop mine.
Okay. I didn't write behind it what that did.
Yeah, and tomatoes are chopped, too.
And the bell pepper
is? It just says half of a bell pepper, or half of a chopped bell pepper is the way they've got it listed in this recipe.
Okay,
because yeah.
Okay, I didn't write chopped. So everything's chopped except the rounds in the okra. And you make those, what, about a quarter of an inch thick or less?
They're 3/8, somewhere in there.
Okay.
Depending on the how nice and tender your okra is, it can be up to a half inch if they're nice small round small tender pods.
Okay, small to me, the one I'm looking at is probably 3/4 of an inch.
Oh boy.
At the top. I mean where the stem is.
Around
diameter across it.
Yeah, well, I was thinking of length, and there.
Length. This one is probably about 4.5 inches.
That's pretty big.
Okay, and I don't know. I just grabbed one out. No, it's not 4.5 inches. It's 3.5 inches.
Oh, that's about.
The part that you would eat, not the stem end on it.
Right.
That's a better size.
Yeah, I was going to see what mine run here.
Yeah, I took off 1/4 inch of that tiny thin tip that doesn't have anything on it that's bent over and dried up, but the rest of it, and it's been sitting on the counter. It wasn't in the bag of the rest of them. But when you measure it right up to the ring where you cut the stem off and probably a little bit more of the stem, I've never even cut them off, but I've never paid that much attention to exactly how much I cut off.
Okay.
I'm going to.
Cut and pop off that ring, and from there clear out to the point. Mine run about right around 3 inches or a little less.
Just below that ring, right?
Huh?
Yeah, I cut just like a eighth of an inch below that ring.
I just cut right below the ring, yeah.
Okay. That looks good, because when I cut it inside, it looks fine. It looks even. Might be a little dry. It's got a little bit of squiggle to it when I bend it. Should they be just real stiff?
Well, mine are fairly stiff, yeah.
Because this has a little, I mean, when I squeeze it, it has a little bit of give to it.
Yeah, that's all right. I was going to say, if they're hard to cut, then they're going to be tough and woody.
Oh, no, this cut, there's no thickness to the outside. It cut really soft.
Okay. I was going to say, one of the traditional ways to eat it is just to slice them and then sprinkle them with a little cornmeal and fry them. But...
How about baking them?
Huh?
Or I think I saw a roasted one time, like just on a lightly sprayed griddle.
Now that I haven't tried.
Have you done that?
No.
Okay,
I was going to say, I have done this instead of a casserole, just do it on top of the stove, but it's much juicier that way. It comes out drier, and I like it better if it's done in the oven, so.
It's juicier in the oven?
No, it's juicier if you do it on the stove top, because you tend to stir it to mix things up, and in the oven
okay.
It just says.
So do you cover it in the oven?
I don't remember. I've done it since last year, so. Yeah, I probably would.
Oh, you put tinfoil over it and cover it then, you think?
No, I don't remember, because the bacon crisps up if you leave it without covering. I maybe don't. I don't know. I haven't done this for a while. But
I'm going to put don't cover.
I've got okra right now, so I need to do it. So
okay. Well, we'll try some things together. So lightly, you don't batter, when you were talking about the cornmeal, you don't batter it. You just roll it in it.
It over that it absorbs the stickiness, because okra tends to be kind of the juice it excretes is gummy or gooey.
You're right. That I remember from working with it. What little bit I did,
that
lightly.
Sprinkle
you
it
cut
with
it
cornmeal.
In half. And, I'm sorry.
I said just sprinkle it with cornmeal and mix it up, and then I just put it in a skillet with all I used. I did some the other night, and I used a little bit of. Not very much, but just a little bit of the coconut oil with it, so. Or to.
Oh, okay.
Keep it from sticking to the bottom of the pan anyway.
Probably a lighter cornmeal, not a real coarse.
Yeah, no, it's just a fine cornmeal. So,
okay.
And they're
writing all.
They're good pickled,
I want
too.
To be good pickled, okay.
You can get pickled
right
in jars in the store.
Pickled. Okay, lightly, okay, browned, I'll put it, or whatever. How long does it take to cook it, like, on top of the stove if you were doing cornmeal and coconut oil?
Oh, probably about 20 minutes, 15, 20 minutes.
Okay. See, the coconut oil I would do it in because, and you don't have to get it real high, obviously, either, do you?
No.
15. Thank you for all your information on this. Sorry if I'm boring somebody else that doesn't want to go into that much detail on okra, but since I've never fixed it, it always challenges me to try something new and try it in more than one way, because when we went south, always once, well, across the states, always once I want to go into Cracker Barrel and order fried okra, because it doesn't taste heavy and greasy, and it's really good, and it plays with my taste buds. My husband can't understand how I can like it, but he doesn't. So I'm not going to say I'm going to have a taker on the okra, but I told him to bring me some, and he did. So that's what I got, and that's what I'm going to try.
Because I've never tried in a Cracker Barrel, so I don't know how they do theirs.
I think theirs are in rounds when it's fried, and
yeah.
I've had it at a couple of other places in Texas where it was round also.
Yeah, I've never done it any other way, so.
Yeah, that's but it sounds good. Okay, long strips. Okay, cut.
I cut it round.
Oh, you cut
has left the conference.
Yeah, I cut him around.
Oh, okay, okay. Sorry. Did you say OCLA done lengthwise for something? No? Did I misunderstand that?
No.
Okay.
I was measuring it lengthwise.
Oh, that's okay. All right, gotcha. Okay, confusing two issues. Guys, we're over our time limit. Does anybody else have anything they want to add?
I would like to just refer back, Char, to your commenting on the ladies outfit and enjoying it. And I've been doing a 21-day meditation thing with Deepak Chopra and Oprah. And on day 16, they had this little statement that says, "World changes when we change. The world softens when we soften. The world loves us. We choose to love the world." And that was by Marianne Williamson. And I thought that spoke what your situation was yesterday so nicely.
You know, it gives back to us 10 times what we put out. At least that's the way I feel when I'm that type of a person. Just take an extra minute or two at the time to acknowledge them. I mean, you know, it can be somebody working behind a counter that's tired and been there on their feet for, you know, 8 hours or maybe even longer. I mean, think of the nurses that work 12-hour shifts, and that's a regular for them. You know, and to realize that they're, you know, that somebody recognized them for what they did or how they looked or whatever it is, just gives them a little bit of a pick-me-up at the end of the day. And I don't care what age they are. You can see it on their face if you just look. So, you know, we get paid back so royally. But that's what I love about this business, because it gives us the opportunity to do that. We're not in a situation where somebody's going to say, "You're talking too much. Get your work done."
Right.
Anyway, it gives us a different value to what we do. Okay, I've said enough. I've kind of jawed on this morning, I know. But, guys, you've been great to gather from this morning. Thank you, Anita, for all your info. And I'm going to let you guys know how all that comes out. I can just almost taste it right now, so I'm anxious to do it. So it'll go with us to the State Fair, where I'm going to see Jeannie today, and I'm excited about that. And you guys have a good weekend. It sounds like Vance has got a good call lined up for tomorrow, so maybe I'll hear some of you on that also. So make it a wonderful weekend.
Thanks, Sean.
Oh, you're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.
To learn more about NECAN, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.